Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imnc.org, for Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Two Palestinians killed by Israeli gunfire in the West Bank, and in Gaza, troops target farmers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Thursday a young Palestinian man close to the Beit Anun junction east of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian medical sources said that the slain Palestinian has been identified as Muayyad Auni Jabarin, 20, from Sa'ir town northwest of Hebron. The Israeli army claimed that soldiers thwarted an attack when the young man attempted to stab them, causing no injuries among the troops. Palestinian eyewitnesses said that Jabarin was executed by the soldiers, who fired more than several live rounds at him. After shooting Jabarin, the soldiers kept him bleeding on the ground and prevented Palestinian medics from approaching him. Jabarin is the 12th Palestinian from Sa'ir town alone to be killed by the Israeli army since October 1, 2015. Following the fatal shooting, clashes took place between the soldiers and dozens of local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles on them. The soldiers fired gas bombs, live rounds, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Also in Hebron, the soldiers demolished an under-construction Palestinian home in Za'atara area east of Beit Umar town, northwest of the city. Later on Thursday midday, Israeli soldiers killed a young Palestinian man at a military roadblock north of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The slain Palestinian has been identified as Haytham Yassin, 36, from Asira al-Shamaliya town, north of Nablus. The Israeli army also claimed that the Palestinian stabbed the soldier and described the injury of the soldier as very light. On Thursday at dawn, Israeli forces abducted at least 18 Palestinians from across the occupied West Bank during pre-dawn invasions. In the Jordan Valley, Israeli forces demolished four greenhouses and a water well owned by Palestinian farmers. Elsewhere, Israeli occupation forces opened fire Thursday morning at Palestinian farmers east of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Farmers told local media that soldiers fired a hail of bullets towards them in Al-Qarara area east of Khan Yunis city. No injuries were reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, January 14th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jordan Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.